Thank you. We also want to wish in Shamshid Haven Aliyah, you have Leniyaz Yotzeit today for his mother. Shamshid Haven Aliyah. The Gemara in Shabbos outlines three levels of observance when it comes to Shabbos. The first is there is one candle per each household lit on each night. Say again. In the Gemara in Shabbos, concerning Hanukkah. But correct. The first level is to have one candle per household. The next level is to have one candle per person in the household. And then the next level is to have everybody lighting the respective number of candles corresponding to the evening. And the Kitzur says, Minag Pashut. It is a, how do you translate that? A custom that is Pashut. 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 Simple, straightforward is the usual way we would read that. Here it's been translated as widespread, which is actually an interesting idea. What Pshat means, it actually comes up in this week's parsha for the first time when they take off Yosef's cloak. It says lahavshit, they flay it, they take it off, and the literal lahavshit is to skin or flay something, because it actually means to spread something out. And the reason that pshat usually means the simple sense is because it means the contextual version as it spreads out through the verse, which is why pashat means spread out. So here he says, minag pashat. It's a simple, or it is a widespread minag, kamahadrim in a mahadrim, that we practice in Ashkenaz, the strictest possible version. And there are historical circumstances. Anyone who here practices Sephardi customs at home, I understand they only do one menorah per household. Is that correct? Anybody? Meaning not everybody lights their own menorah. One per house. But b'minatenu, in our countries, I guess, this is in European countries, now America's a big melting pot, that we practice where each person lit, madlikin kol echad v'echad mibnei habayit. And at least, despite the fact that historical circumstances, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik gave a show about this in his shul last Shabbos, which I vicariously heard, which he suggested actually in Sephardi countries they used to have it outside. It was not that cold, and it wasn't that threatening, and they'd have it outside. And you can't have 15 menorahs sitting on your doorstep and spread it out. In Ashkenaz, where you were doing it inside on the table, you actually had enough room to spread it out. So historical circumstances determine that. But there's also a philosophical idea that we are all responsible for our own religious lives in some sense. And they, he actually goes on to say that we have to be very careful. They should be in specific places. They shouldn't just be a bonfire, a kind of, as we said, a melting pot of candles. They should be designated in separate spots so you can tell if you're looking through the window, oh, it's night two and there are three menorahs. Not, it's night six because I see six candles. And this is about taking personal responsibility for one's own religious life. We'll say more tomorrow.